Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In our new McCrispy burger. Changing for the better, we're on it. Available from 10:30 a.m. at participating restaurants. See our website for details.
You're listening to AFL Nation. For 4 and 20 pies, Australia's original fan food. And Tyre Power. Power up sale now on.
It's Anzac Day at the MCG. Our AFL Nation coverage is for 4 and 20 pies, Australia's original fan food and Tyre Power. Power up sale now on. Essendon's Chief Executive Craig Vozzo is with us in the box. Craig, it's great to have you on AFL Nation. Welcome.
Thanks, Jude. Thanks for having me, guys.
Just give us a picture of the sheer immensity of the day from your perspective. There's a relatively fresh set of eyes to it.
Yeah, look, until I was saying to someone in the function we were just in then, in our president's function, you don't realise till you get here the enormity of it. So we start through the week, there's plenty of things on. We had a shrine visit for our new staff, new players. Leading into today, our Essendonian coterie had 1,200 people at the Palladium, and then into our president's function here. And we were privileged enough to have a chat from the RSL address us, which was great. And yeah, it's a massive day until you're sort of part of a club here in Melbourne, Essendon or Collingwood. You don't understand the enormity of it.
So you know one of the biggest fixtures, and that's the Derby a couple of times a year. Is this elevated beyond that?
Yeah, I feel this is a day that unites the nation. So it's far less selfish than perhaps, you know, the colours, West Coast and Fremantle or you know, at the Adelaide game as well, but this is massive. It unites a nation, the day itself, and these teams have the privilege, the honour of hopefully bringing some connection back to community.
Have you found the season? You've had it's a pretty good position to be in at 4-2, yeah. But a couple of weeks ago, it wasn't looking that flash after you walked off after the Port Adelaide game.
Yeah, look, going into that game, we were pretty confident that we're going to play well, and where that led to, who knows. But the second half was disappointing. But probably when you segment it, we've had one bad half over the 6 weeks.
Yep.
And Connor Rosie in that midfield was pretty good that night.
There was.
We couldn't win a CBD, and that hurt us a lot. So overall, very happy at 4-2. We've had quite a lot of travel through that period, and I played quite a lot of teams around us. So yeah, we'll take that every day of the week.
And the noise around the club, I mean, if I was observing from the outside, as I am, I would say that the CEO, well, the one thing he has done is settle the noise down, and that always goes hands in hand with the coach and the playing performance. But at 4-2, it's been you know, 90% positive.
Yeah, look, coming to the club, there was obviously a fair bit of trauma before Brad and I got to the club. So the stability required at all levels, the unity to basically move in the same direction in a united way was really important to us. And it gives the team the opportunity to grow and hopefully the club to prosper in the long term.
So why did it appeal to you as a job, Craig? And is it the job that you imagined it was going to be? Or once you got inside the doors, is it every club's got its own characteristics? Was a little different?
Yeah, the appeal was Essendon. Yeah, the club itself and the history of the football club was a big thing in my decision making. The opportunity to help the club hopefully improve and get back to where it's been in the past. So that was a massive thing in my decision making. The club itself, the enormity, learning about the history of the club, the 150-odd years that we've been around has been amazing. And the span and the scope across Australia, largely driven through Kevin's era. We've got supporters all around the country and passion all around the country. So we're very lucky in that regard. So the old club is obviously a very big club, like this club, but a different big.
How do you build on that? I mean, we've all lived through the Sheedy era, and we all understand how he took the game to the far reaches of the country and did so much with Indigenous communities and particularly the players, along with Michael Long. But how do you now take it to the next level?
Yeah, well, I think there's two things. One, obviously our football team needs to play a brand of football that it is successful over the journey and brings people along. A new group of heroes would be the way I'd probably put it. That's really important to any national footprint. And then the respect that we show our community, our fans, our members, our supporters across the country, how we engage each time we travel interstate, how we engage in our community locally as well. We had a recent trip in January for our VFL and VFLW teams up to Darwin, which was the first time, other than the COVID game, that our club's been there since, I think, 1997 or 8. So that was a big thing. We took a number of our AFLW players across to the Tiwi and just learning about that experience and the impact Essendon's had in those areas, those communities, was massive. So we'll do our best both on and off the field to make sure we take advantage of of what's been given to us.
Recruiting was a bit of a flashpoint for when you got here and you've made some changes, but recruiting has almost single-handedly changed the face of Essendon over the last couple of weeks. Where did Caldwell and where did Durham come from? Who gets the badge of honour for that?
Yeah, I mean, the one's a trade and one's a mid-season draft.
Yeah.
So our recruiting team at that stage, led by Adrian Dodoro and Rob Forster Knight, did a great job in both the draft process, the mid-season draft with Sammy. He came across from Richmond VFL. Jai, obviously coming across from the Giants, was a star, probably amongst a lot of stars in their midfield. So probably a lack of opportunity, a Victorian boy, and we were able to get him across to our club, and they're making a huge difference.
The overall, which you speak about there, is the count is on for Essendon to return to finals success. Now, you're new to it, and so too is Brad. How do you absorb the outside, the supporter group impatience, acknowledge it, but temper it that you're new to the wheel and have to be given time to properly grow it?
Yeah, look, it's just sticking to what we feel is our process. I know that's a very boring word, but building the foundations to allow us to have that sustained success over the journey. And don't get us wrong, we're aspirational. We want to win as many games as we can and we want to play finals. But we don't focus as that's the end point of what we do each day, each week, each month. And that's the process that Brad's adopted within the footy department. And the players are very much engaged and thinking in that way.
It's not an eight-year build to that, though, is
no,
it?
No, that eight-year thing, that was a complete misquote. It's really disappointing, actually. I've spoken about this publicly before. His comment was, we've got a group of young men who are capable of playing together for the next 8 years, rather than, you know,
going to take 8 years.
It was a ridiculous headline, to be honest.
So just how many years till the flag?
Going to be about 43.
You want to clarify it then for all of us? How many years till the flag?
Well, as soon as we can.
Right.
As soon as we can.
It does seem like below the surface, like you need to be a troubleshooter. You've got Sheeds, who was vocal on the coach, still on the board. There's people that object to that. There's fans who don't like what Adrian Dodoro has brought to the club. And there's a bubbling up of, we haven't recruited well enough. There's also the scandal of 10-odd years ago, which tends to bubble up every now and then. There seems like these little waves can rock the boat at any moment.
Yeah, it depends which day you get,
yes,
which group you're in front of. And you're quite right. Look, from a board perspective, I couldn't be happier with the support I've had from the entire board, the stability, the skill set across it, Kevin included. He's been only very positive for me and the football club. I know there's been, you know, things that have popped up from time to time before we got there, Brad and I, one just before Brad got there. But the board's been great. Internally, we've made substantial change across the footy department. We feel we've built the capability of the department. We've brought quite a few senior people into it, and we feel we'll continue to do that as we assess our gaps moving forward. But no, look, troubleshooting sometimes. I think that's all CEOs have to do, that sort of work from time to time, maybe a bit more at a bigger club that engages more people. And we're no different at Essendon.
It's a really long season now and seems to be getting longer each year. Would you put your request in to be part of Zero Round because it gives you an early season bye?
We were engaged in that process, Jared, and we were happy to play in round zero if that's what the AFL yep. wanted. But we did want to make sure our fixturing moving forward was a fair fixture versus the opposition we play. So not so much, you know, placing a bye in a certain spot, but more the regularity of games relative to our opposition as we move from that point.
Do you expect that opening round will happen in the same guise? Do you have a read on that yet?
I suspect it would be at least that, possibly more games. I think the AFL enjoyed the experience of it and what it brought to Queensland and New South Wales, as opposed to a gather round in South Australia. And engaging those communities is really, really important for the game itself. So I suspect it will at least be in that form, if not an expanded version.
You've had a lot of experience, obviously, in the West. Would you like to see the opening round over there, or would you like to see, gather round in Perth? Do you think it would work as well?
I think it would work very well in Perth as well.
Yep.
But it's working exceptionally well in Adelaide. It's that small town, you know, 1.3 million people. You bump into each other in the streets. Mm. So Perth's a different formation, but I'm sure it would be equally successful if it went to Perth.
Across the landscape, it feels like we're all waiting to learn the next iteration of the illicit drugs policy. Are you expecting substantial reform to what's in place now? Do you have a read on how that's likely to evolve?
We've been involved in discussion groups more around content of existing and improvement areas. I expect there'll be change. Whether it's extensive, I'm not sure. But I'm looking forward to knowing more soon.
Would you like to know more within the policy? So as well as knowing what the policy is going to do, what is your stance around what a club can and should and would be useful to know?
Yeah, I'd love to be in a position to be able to assist players at an earlier opportunity in a highly confidential way, is my thought.
Such a thing exist in footy?
Well, it depends on people, really, at the end of the day. So you can form any policy and then it's up to people to enact it and to act properly within its confines. I like the idea of helping players and caring and looking after their well-being. So to the extent that we can have a bigger role, perhaps earlier, in that process, in a confidential way, I'd love to be able to do that.
And Craig, a couple of your contract issues. So Andy McGrath, it was reported around a six-year contract. Is that accurate? Is that what you're working towards with him?
I think at the moment that's been the discussion. I'm not involved in the actual discussion itself. We're certainly keen to make sure Andy stays at our football club long term, and he's playing as well as I've ever seen him play. So I think it'll be a long-term contract.
And you wouldn't feel any tension around that one, I would think. Of all the contracts across the league, that seems like the most formality of all.
He's a cultural driver and a wonderful man, and we're lucky to have him in our football club.
Yeah, we spoke to him on radio after a really bad loss last year, and he was as good an interview as I've ever been a part of with a player. He was terrific, so I'm not surprised to hear you say that.
Yeah. And what about Jake Stringer and how you deal with maybe a shorter-term issue there.
We were discussing 2 or 3 week contract.
Yeah, look, I've got to say, and Brad's mentioned this too, he's put in a massive effort to continue to improve body-wise. He was unlucky. This time last year, he was in red-hot form. His Anzac Day game was terrific. He suffered a plantar fasciitis injury at the end of last year, or in the back half of last year, which impacted his ability to train and his form. So from my point of view, he's been doing everything he can to get better and to help the team. So we're hoping we can have Jake at the club moving forward, certainly well beyond this year, but that'll take its course through the year.
Your club's been linked with a couple of current North Melbourne players. Is that a reasonable linkage or not?
I think every North Melbourne player that Brad coached is always linked to our club. But if you're talking about a free agent next year... that's been reported. I think, you know, there'll be probably 17 other clubs, or 16 other clubs apart from us.
So you're not ruling yourself out?
Never. No. We always want to keep improving the list.
Craig, good to have you with us. Enjoy the day. It's a big one.
Thank you very much, guys.
Pleasure to be with you.
Craig Vozzo is the chief executive of Essendon. The motorcade of veterans is just completing its course around the MCG. More from here next.
You're